Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy was making the rounds today on Capitol Hill. It was his first time testifying in front of Congress this year, and he was busy defending his record and the Trump administration's proposed budget for his agency. NPR's Will Stone was watching the hearings. Hey, Will.
Hey there.
So as I noted, it has been a while since Kennedy's had to face questioning from lawmakers. How'd these hearings go?
Well, they were certainly animated. Overall, I would say the tone was less heated compared to when he was on the Hill last year. He was ostensibly there to talk about the proposed budget for the Department of Health and Human Services. The Trump administration wants to cut that by close to $16 billion. Kennedy used the opportunity to highlight issues that are important for his agenda, like new dietary guidelines, negotiations to lower drug prices, efforts to phase out artificial food dyes. But of course, Democrats were ready to grill him on many of the controversial actions he's taken over the past year.
Yeah, I'm imagining they had questions, for example, about vaccines.
Yeah, that was a big focus. And there were some tense moments as Kennedy was pressed on his agency's efforts to weaken the childhood vaccine schedule and the surge in vaccine-preventable diseases. For example, at one point, Representative Linda Sanchez, a Democrat from California, brought up the agency's decision last year to pull back funding for a public awareness campaign on the flu vaccine.
One thing that I find incredible is that you suspended this pro-vaccine messaging campaign, but somehow you're spending taxpayer dollars to drink milk shirtless in a hot tub with Kid Rock, and somehow you think that's a better public health message than informing the public about the importance of vaccines.
And just for context, if folks aren't plugged into social media, she's referring to a promotional video that Kennedy's agency released the other month where the two men are working out with rock music playing. They're jumping in a cold plunge. They're in a sauna. It's all part of Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again brand, emphasizing lifestyle, food, exercise.
How did Kennedy respond to that kind of questioning from Democrats?
Well, he fired back. He repeatedly called what Sanchez said misinformation. In another back and forth, this time with a Democrat from New York, Kennedy did get more combative. He was being questioned about Trump's proposed cuts to healthcare spending while increasing funding for defense.
This president has done more to protect public health than any president in history. He's the first one. You guys are the ones that gave us the chronic disease epidemic.
At one point, he was asked directly about the death of an unvaccinated child in Texas from measles and whether the vaccine could have saved the child's life. And he responded, quote, it's possible, certainly.
Mm. Will, I understand as the afternoon wore on, you got a little bit of breaking news.
Yeah, there was some unexpected excitement during the afternoon hearing. Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer asked Kennedy about morale at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In his response, Kennedy confirmed that the president would be naming new leadership teams soon that Kennedy said would get the agency back on track. Then just minutes later, President Trump announced on Truth Social that he is nominating Dr. Erica Schwartz as the new CDC director. She previously served as chief medical officer of the U.S. Coast Guard and was deputy surgeon general in the first Trump administration. He also appointed three other people to key positions. Schwartz does still need to be confirmed by the Senate for the job.
And here's Will Stone. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.